the conference officially opening 10 a.m. local time there in Paris. Tell us about what we can expect on this opening day.
Hello, Paul. It's lunch break here now. We have had a very busy morning. Yes, the first full day of COP21 opened at 10 a.m. local time in Paris with the largest ever gathering of heads of state. These over 150 national leaders in attendance is supposed to give this conference a political momentum to finally reach the so-called legally binding agreement. The leaders' event has just started, during which a number of heads of state will each give a 3-minute statement on their commitment to curb climate change. And Chinese President Xi Jinping's speech is scheduled at around 1 p.m. It's also the Chinese President's debut appearance at a UN climate conference, Paul.
Now, it's been almost a month since the deadly attacks took place in Paris. So give us a sense of what we're talking about with all these heads of states there. Security must be fairly tight, is it not?
Yes, yes. You can clearly feel the solemn atmosphere here in Paris. According to official numbers, as many as 40,000 people are expected to visit the conference site at the Barrette in northern Paris, and the French organizers say the event will be strictly maintained. You have to go through an airport-like security check to enter the site, and there's a heavy presence of security guards, armed police in and around the venues. But there are still worrying signs, as last night Paris police arrested more than 200 people after violence broke out between aggressive protesters and security police in central Paris. So besides a concrete result coming out from the negotiations, we are also hoping for a safe and smooth event, Paul.